Hello, class. Welcome to this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Going down to San Diego, get to see the Chargers again. When it's the first time we got our look at number 99, third draft pick overall, Joey Bosa. Back then, I called him Fresh Legs because he didn't do anything until this point. But one thing he showed me is that he's got great tenacity. So in this first play, we're going to watch Joey. He got good protection by the boys up front, but the coverage is excellent by the Chargers on the back end. So Derek is forced to pull down the ball and hold on to it a little bit longer than he wants to. Watch the motor. He gets it and gets after a quarterback for his first sack. Let's take a look. As you watch Fadal Alexander's initial set, he does pretty good. He gets back at a nice intersecting point. He dips his outside shoulder. That's a mistake by the young tackle, but he'll learn from it. More importantly, what you see from number 99 is the tenacity that he has as he stays after Derek Carr and gets what we call a sloppy sack, but it's still effective. In our final example today, we're going to take a look at the Tampa Bay game. Now, you might have heard me in the past use what we call stunts or games by the defensive line. Simply, it's a two-man work of art, if you will. In this instance, the San Diego Chargers are going to run what they call a TE game. TE, the first letter means who's going first. He's going to go and occupy this space or these two guys and try to get penetration. The defensive tackle was also the T. E, the end, Joey Bosa, our focal point, is going to come around as skinny as he can and get through the created hole to get the sack on the quarterback. Now, this is most effective with a good tackle because what they'll do is they'll go in and they'll actually grab and lock up both the guard and the tackle and make it almost impossible to switch off. Besides that, Joey Bosa shows excellent speed as he comes around this game and gets the sack. Let's take a look. Watch the defensive tackle occupy both the guard and tackle. It's easy. And Joey Bosa uses his quickness. By the time the guard and tackle figure out what's going on, the play's already over. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.